Stoner. Game time.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. And joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Carly from the Berkshire Busk. Hi, Carly.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. How are you?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. So, the Berkshire Busk is, well, a presentation of musicians at various locations throughout the Great Barrington, Sheffield area. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit more?
Yeah, that's right. So we're a busking festival, which, you know, if you're not familiar with the term, to busk basically means to play on the street for tips. So, of course, that means a lot of musicians of different genres. Most of them are coming from, you know, within an hour's drive away. But really, anyone that has an act that they want to try out on the street, we do. So we have, you know, poets, circus artists, face painters, that kind of stuff as well.
Now, where are the locations? Where is it basically happening?
Most of our evening stuff, which starts at around 6:30, when you're in downtown Great Barrington, you're going to find it basically from the Car Hardware on Main Street all the way through where you would turn the corner for the Mahawi Theater. And we kind of treat Railroad Street as our focal point from the festival. So we have some larger scale acts there. We have a vendor market on Saturday nights. It's, you know, a nice couple blocks to walk around and explore.
Very cool. You have a couple of different stages, one on Upper Railroad Street, one on Lower Railroad Street, and the Berkshire Money Management stage, the Triplex Cinema Courtyard, which is very cool. And that's awesome. So you have a bunch of different places, and throughout downtown Great Barrington, you have all kinds of great events going on. And this weekend, you got all kinds of fun things happening. So you got anything that's on your mind that you want to maybe direct people to?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we are in, I think it's week 8 of 10 festival weekends. So, you know, I personally like to put a couple of my favorites at this point in the summer so that, you know, we can keep the energy going. One that I'm pretty excited to have back is the Great Barrington-based duo, the Fremonts. They took a little bit of a hiatus with us last year because they were hot off of a bunch of shows at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and we're so excited that they're back. They just re-recorded a bunch of their older music and are kind of doing a showcase of that.
Oh, that's super cool. Is that happening on Saturday?
I believe so. If anyone wants to see like the full schedule, they can go over to berkshirebusk.com. Yes, that is, sorry, I am double checking myself.
Yes,
yeah,
it is
Saturday
at the this one's going to be on Upper Railroad Street, which is very cool. The Fremonts are playing. Also, Mike Cobb and the Crevulators are going to be at the Berkshire Money Management stage, and Alakazam, Warrior Trading stage. And that's going to be
Alakazam's
cool.
A cool one. Yeah. He's Australian. He's performed all around the world. I mean, he does all kinds of crazy stuff. He fits his body through a tennis racket. He juggles chainsaws. It's really something to see.
That is totally cool. Scott Damgard is playing as well. He's playing around Great Barrington, which is really cool. And Balloon Ben is going to be doing his thing. And he's a master of bending balloons.
That's right. Yeah, I've seen him create things out of balloons that I would have never even dreamed how to begin to make.
You have to be a master ballooner to do things like that. Garen Benfield, who's been a guest here on the Up and Running Morning Show and beyond, he's playing at Castle Street Corner on Saturday night. And not only Saturday night, but Friday night is action-packed as well, with a whole bunch of great acts. Alakazam is going to be playing on Friday night as well, and so much more. How do you curate all these acts, Carly?
You know, it's a balancing act. Like, we kind of equate this as opposed to a show that you go and see in a theater and you pay the ticket price, and if you don't like it, well, you're stuck there for a couple hours. With us, you know, it's free to attend, and we almost treat it more like a museum. So if you find that one, you know, exhibit isn't for you, you can walk around and walk away from it. And if you find something that is like the best thing you've ever seen. You can spend all night in front of them. And we hope that people take a chance, walk around, see our people of all different genres. I mean, we've got a beatboxer on Friday night in Upper Railroad. We try to really create a nice amount of variety and maybe things that you wouldn't have paid a ticket price to see because you don't know you love it yet.
Mm, how cool is that? So you can sample, almost like tapas, if you want. You can sample a couple of songs from very various different acts, which
that's right
is a treat, and people should appreciate and relish this. So you can enjoy the Berkshire Busk. And now the best part, and it's been going on for a while. We've been promoting a lot of different artists and the events for weeks. But you can visit BerkshireBusk.com and get a comprehensive schedule and tells you where the artists are performing, and this is your best way to at least get an idea, if you've never heard of the acts, to get a little feel of what they do, and then you can go and visit them live, which is super cool, and we love this Berkshire Busk, Carly.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I know you've had a couple of our artists on over the course of even just this summer alone, so we love to see that as well. I know you had Darren Coyotes a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. And he was a treat. Really good stuff. And it's always a pleasure to support local great music and give people an opportunity to see it for free. Carly, we love that. BerkshireBusk.com to get all the information on the upcoming weeks. And there's, well, only a few left. So don't miss out on this treasure of a free entertaining event. And it happens every weekend till, I guess, the beginning of September.
Yep, our last weekend is Labor Day weekend. And I just want to say quickly for any musicians that might be listening and want to get involved, we're actually doing our second ever open mic night next Friday. So,
how cool.
You know, they can check out our social media for the rules and then come on down and try busking for themselves.
Sweet. And now, when they do that for open mic, do they each individually put out a tip jar and then everyone gets a little cut? Or is it split up?
We won't make anyone split tips. We're not a restaurant model here, but, you know, anyone that wants to come bring their tip jar with their simple setup, they're welcome to.
Excellent. Just making sure everybody gets their fair shake. And, well, Carly, do you play yourself?
You know, I don't, but my dad was a local musician out of Lee all growing up, and it really made me love the little live music scene we have here in the Berkshires ever since I was a little kid.
How cool. So you're a music appreciator, and folks send you their submissions, and you go through them and decide where to put them?
Yes, that's right. We have an online submission form that we look at all the time. If we have last-minute cancellations from the summer, we'll always try to pull from new people.
Cool.
You can find that at berkshirebusk.com/busker if you want to submit a link of yourself playing for us to take a look at.
Cool. So maybe next year I can get a slot playing my electric zither.
All right. Hey,
yeah.
We'll take it. We'll have any kind of act anyone wants to try, is what we always say.
Super cool. Wah-wah pedal and everything. And kazoo solos in between. It's amazing. So I'll contact you next year. You'll have me on one of the street corners, maybe on Railroad Street. That could be cool.
All right. No promises.
No. Yeah, I have to pass the test, I'm sure. Carly, thank you so much, and thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for bringing all this great music to Great Barrington and the Berkshires. And it's always a pleasure to see and support live music. So keep up the good work, Carly, and we look forward to checking in with you in the near future.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Thank you for having me again.
All right. Always a pleasure. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, and once again, we've been talking with Carly from Berkshire Busk. Visit BerkshireBusk.com, and we're already in week 8, and there's only a couple left, so make sure you check out this very cool scene in Great Barrington. I'm Rick. We'll be right back with more fantastic songs on the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.